WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has missed the first day of his appeal against extradition due to illness. Assange's lawyers launched the appeal against his extradition to the United States, where he could face up to 175 years in prison on espionage charges. Last week, Australia's House of Representatives passed a motion urging the US and UK governments to allow Julian Assange to return to Australia. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has told the ABC he'd like to see the case resolved.
What we want to see is resolution. Obviously, we respect the independence of both the UK and the US judicial systems, and we are very respectful of that. But in respect of an Australian citizen who is incarcerated overseas, we are very simply saying that this has been a long time now, and this is a circumstance which needs to be resolved.